بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we finished the first section or the first important lesson that was authored by Sheikh ibn Baz rahimullah, and that was regarding the tafsir of some of the shorter surah or chapters of the Quran, beginning from Surah Al-Fatiha and then Surah Al-Zalzala and all the way to Surah An-Nas. And in this lesson we come to the second section, Ad-Dars Thani, Arkanul Islam, the pillars of Al-Islam, the five pillars of Al-Islam. And that is that this religion, it is built upon five apparent pillars. And the belief of a person is built upon six pillars. So we have Arkanul Islam, and these are five pillars. And by these five pillars, a person becomes a Muslim. So if we see a person outwardly fulfilling Arkanul Islam, then he is a Muslim with us. And it isn't allowed for a person to doubt his Islam. And then we also have Arkanul Iman, the six pillars of Iman, meaning the six pillars of the belief of a person. And when a person fulfills these six pillars, then he is a mu'min. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. Islam, it is built upon five. Meaning Islam is built upon five pillars. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The first pillar is testifying, bearing witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and testifying Muhammad Rasulullah. Wa iqam as-salah wa ita'i zakah, and establishing the salah and giving a zakah, wa hajj al bayt wa sawmi ramadan. In one of the wordings, hajj al bayt comes first and then the fasting of Ramadan. And so the author, he wanted to explain these five important pillars in the next lesson. So he said, ad-darsu thani arkanul islam bayanu arkan al islam al khamsa wa awwalaha wa a'zamaha شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله بشرح معانيها مع بيان شروط لا إله إلا الله. He said the second lesson is regarding the pillars of Islam, and that there are five pillars which we have mentioned, and the first of them and the most important of them is شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله. And by this, a person becomes a Muslim. So we have to understand what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. We have to understand what is the meaning of Muhammadan Rasulullah. We have to understand what are the conditions of saying La ilaha illallah. Because it isn't sufficient for a person to merely say La ilaha illallah. He has to say La ilaha illallah, and then there are certain conditions which he must fulfill. So the meaning of La ilaha illallah, it is La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Meaning there is no deity, there is no ma'bud, there is no God, there is no entity worthy of worship except Allah. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. So la ilaha illallah, it does not mean la khaliqa illallah. It does not mean there is no creator besides Allah. It does not mean there is no God besides Allah. It does not mean la malika illallah, la raziqa illallah, that there is no owner besides Allah, there is no provider besides Allah. All of these meanings are true, but this isn't the meaning of la ilaha illallah. Because if we say that the meaning of la ilaha illallah is la khaliqa illallah, there is no creator besides Allah, then this is the iman which Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab had. Even Abu Jahl and even Abu Lahab, they believed that there is no creator besides Allah. And they believe there is no raziq besides Allah. And they believe there is no malik besides Allah. And even amongst the kuffar are those who say, yes, we believe there is one God out there, and He's a supreme being, and He's a supreme creator, and He controls everything. So if a person was to translate or understand from La ilaha illallah that it means there is no creator besides Allah, or there is no owner besides Allah, or there is no provider besides Allah, then the mushrikun at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to also believe this. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. Allah said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you were to ask them, if you were to ask the people of Shirk, the Quraysh, whom you are fighting against, and you are calling to Tawheed, those people whom Allah has condemned to the fire, if you were to ask them, مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who created the heavens and the earth, لا يقولون الله, they will say surely it was Allah. So as I mentioned, and there are many ayat in the Quran which shows this, that the Quraysh at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to accept Allah is the Khaliq and the Malik and the Raziq. And for this reason, this shows us the ignorance of some of the people who are committing acts of shirk, that when you say to them, don't do this action, this is shirk or this is kufr, and this is what the Quraysh used to do, they will say, how can you compare us to the Quraysh, whereas we believe that Allah is the Khaliq and the Raziq and the Malik, and they did not believe that Allah is the Khaliq. And this is not correct. Rather, they used to also believe that Allah is the Khaliq and the Raziq and the Malik. But where did they go wrong? That they used to direct their acts of worship to other than Allah. They used to use the idols, and use the righteous, and use the angels and the prophets as a wasila towards Allah, as an intercession towards Allah. And this statement, La ilaha illallah, it is called Kalimatu Tawheed. It is called the word of a Tawheed. And it contains two main pillars. The first pillar is La ilaha, and the second pillar is illallah. So la ilaha illallah, the word of Tawheed, it contains two pillars. La ilaha and illallah. La ilaha is when a person negates worship of any other god and deity. So the first pillar is a nafi, i.e. a negation, when you negate and when you refuse worship of any other god and deity. And then the second pillar is illallah. And this pillar, you are affirming that your worship is for Allah alone. And this is called al-ithbat. So la ilaha illallah, it has two pillars, an-nafi wal-ithbat, a negation and an affirmation. La ilaha is a negation, meaning you are negating and you are refusing the worship of any other entity besides Allah, whether it is an angel or a prophet or a wali or an idol or the sun or the moon, any other entity or being besides Allah. And the second pillar is al-ithbat, when you are affirming your worship of Allah alone. And a person cannot be a muwahid, he cannot be a person of tawheed, if he does not fulfill both an-nafi wal-ithbat, if he does not fulfill the negation and the affirmation. And this shows the error of some of the people, that they will say, we want to call to Tawheed, but because we don't want to divide the Ummah, we won't speak against a shirk. It's sufficient for a person to order the people with Tawheed, but not necessarily speak against a shirk and the people of a shirk. And this is a deficiency in a Tawheed. And ayat in the Quran have come with both of these pillars. So Allah Jalla fil Ula, He said in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. He said, whoever disbelieves in the Taghut, in the false deities, وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and he has iman in Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. So look here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just say whoever has iman in Allah. He said whoever disbelieves in the false deities and he has iman in Allah. And this ayah, it is Surah Al-Baqarah after Ayatul Kursi. Also, the saying of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, I free myself from that which you are worshipping. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي, except the one who has created me, إِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ, he will guide me. So look in the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he didn't only say, I believe in Allah. He said, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. First he negated. He said, I free myself from that which you are worshipping. These idols and these entities, I negate and I refuse they worship. This is La ilaha. And then he affirmed, إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He said, إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ. Except the one who created me, him I will worship and he will guide me. And we find this message over and over in the Quran. So the point is that for a person to be a muwahid, he has to affirm and negate. La ilaha, he negates shirk and the people of shirk and worship of all of the other gods and deities, and illallah, and then he affirms. And also, this shows us the error of those people who make dhikr with in innovated ways, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companion did not do so. So first they begin by saying La ilaha illallah, and they repeat it over and over again. And then after time they shorten it down to saying La ilaha, La ilaha, La ilaha. And this, if a person stops there, then this is kufr. And then they will go on saying illallah only, and then go on saying Allah, Allah, Allah only. And all of these are from the innovated ways of al-dhikr. And as for Muhammadun Rasulullah, then what is the meaning of Muhammadun Rasulullah? Or we can say it has four pillars. So we said La ilaha illallah, it has two pillars, and it means La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. It means there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. As for Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it has four pillars, and the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah is La matbu'a bihaqqin illallah. La matbu'a bihaqqin illallah. There is no person who is worthy of being followed, being made ittiba of, in an absolute sense, apart from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So La ilaha illallah, La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. Muhammadun Rasulullah, La matbu'a bihaqqin illa Rasulullah, there is no being who is worthy of being followed absolutely except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And just as La ilaha illallah has two pillars, then Muhammadun Rasulullah, it has four pillars. And the four pillars are Ta'atuhu fima amar, as was mentioned by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimullah in Al-Usul al-Thalatha. It is Ta'atuhu fima amar. First of all, you have to show obedience to the Prophet in everything which he has commanded. This is the first pillar. Showing obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that which he has commanded. وَتَصْدِيقُهُ فِي مَا أَخْبَرُ. And the second pillar is affirming and accepting everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed of. Thirdly, وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا نَهَا عَنْهُ وَالزَّجَرُ, that a person stays away from everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has forbidden and rebuked. And fourthly, وَأَلَّا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ. The fourth pillar is that you do not worship Allah in any way except how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam worshipped him. So to repeat and to revise, لا إله إلا الله, it means لا معبود بحق إلا الله. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. It has two pillars, an nafi wal ithbat, a negation and an affirmation. You negate لا إله, you negate worship of all of the other deities, and then إلا الله, you affirm the worship of Allah. محمد رسول الله, it means لا متبوعة بِحَقٍ إِلَّا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that there is no being worthy of being followed in an absolute sense apart from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it has four pillars. The first of these pillars is showing obedience to the Prophet in everything which he commanded, طَاعَتُهُ فِيمَا أَمَرْ. Secondly, تَصْدِيقُهُ فِيمَا أَخْبَرْ, accepting and believing in everything which he informed us of. Third, وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا نَحَانُهُ وَزَجَرْ, to stay away from everything which he forbade and rebuked. And fourthly, لا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع, that Allah is not worshipped except in a way which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has legislated. The first of these pillars, طاعته فيما أمر, that you have to show obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that which he commanded. What is the benefit of a person saying وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and then he doesn't obey him in that which he has commanded? And the sign of a person loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in following him. And for this reason, Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, in ayah number 31, he ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say to those people who claim to love him, he said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to those people who are claiming the love of Allah and His Messenger, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. And only if you follow me, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah will love you. And this ayah, it is a great ayah, and the Salaf, they used to call it Ayatul Imtihan. They used to call it the ayah which is a test or an examination. And it is an imtihan, it is a test for every single person who claims the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also from the benefits of this ayah is that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be attained and achieved through acts of innovation, through bid'ah and dalal and misguidance. The love of Allah is never achieved and attained, because Allah said in this ayah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, if you claim to love Allah, then follow me and then Allah will love you. So this shows that if you do not follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you will not attain the love of Allah. And Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir rahimullah, in his tafsir of this ayah, he has a very beautiful and a very powerful statement. He said, "Inna hadhihi al-ayatul karima." He said, "This noble ayah, hakimatun ala kulli man idda'a mahabbat Allah wa mahabbat nabiyyi." He said, "This noble ayah, it is like a judge upon every single person who claims the love of Allah and the love of His Messenger. وَلَيْسَ عَلَىٰ طَرِيقَتِهِ, and he does not follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أَنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ فِي مَا دَعَىٰ, that this person is a liar in that which he has claimed. Whoever claims the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then does not follow his sunnah and does acts of innovations, Ibn Kathir rahimullah, in his tafsir, he said, this ayah, it is like a judge upon him, and it says, إِنَّكَ كَاذِبٌ فِيمَا دَعُوتْ, that you are a liar in that which you have claimed. حَتَّى يَرْجِعْ إِلَىٰ الطَّرِيقَ الْمُحَمَّدِيَّةِ, until he returns back to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the first pillar of shahadat anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then the second pillar is وَتَصْدِيقُهُ فِيمَا أَخْبَرْ, that you have to accept and affirm and believe everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed you of. So those stories which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of from history, from the nations and the prophets who came before, we have to believe and accept. And those things which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied from the future, like Dajjal and Mahdi and Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and all of these matters, a person has to accept and believe. And those things which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of from Ilmul Ghaib, like Barzakh and Adab al Qabr and Jannah and Jahannam, and that which will occur on Yawm al Qiyamah, a person has to believe and accept. And then the third pillar is وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا نَهَا عَنْهُ وَزَجَرْ, that everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us from, to stay away from it. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ, whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered you with, then take it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ, and whatever he has forbidden you from, stay away from it. And then finally, وَأَلَّا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَى, that you do not worship Allah except in a way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped him. So those people who do acts of innovation, like the innovations which are going to occur on this day now from a particular sect from amongst the people, what is the point of Allah sending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if then we are going to innovate days and Eids and Salah and types of fasting and dhikr from our own selves? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He only sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us how to please Him. And from, subhanallah, from the strange innovations, and it is appropriate that we mention this, which occur on this day, is something which they called Salatu Ashura, the prayer of Ashura. And they say that this Salatu Ashura, this prayer of Ashura, it is 2 raka'at. And these 2 raka'at, they are prayed between Dhuhr and Asr. And in each raka'ah, a person has to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and then Ayatul Kursi, and then Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Nas, and then the same in the second raka'ah. And that this is Salat Ashura. And also, from the innovations which occur, is the gatherings and the festivals and the celebrations which people will be having, and the congregational dhikr, and the congregational dua, and the congregational qiyam al-layl, and also the mourning and the weeping and the marching that people will do. And when it comes to shahadat Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, notice 2 matters are affirmed for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the abd of Allah and he is the rasul of Allah. And these are 2 great status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which a person has to fulfill. The first status is al-ubudiyyah, and the second status is al-risala. So al-ubudiyyah, that he is Abdullah, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we have to worship Allah like he worshipped him. And secondly, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is abd and he is not ma'bud. He's the one who worships, and he's not the one who is worshipped. So therefore it isn't allowed for us to give him any attributes of divinity which are for Allah alone. And the second status is ar-risala, that Allah gave him the message and Allah revealed to him the revelation. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard some of the people, they were praising him and they were being excessive in their praise of him, he said, لا تطروني كما أطرأت النصارى عيسى بن مريم. He said, do not praise me or do not exaggerate in my praise like the Christians did with Isa the son of Maryam. إنما أنا عبد الله ورسوله. I am only the worship of Allah and the messenger of Allah. فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله. So say that I am عبد الله ورسوله. And in the Quran, in a number of ayat, Allah affirms that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is abdun lillah. He is in submission to Allah and he is a worship of Allah, and therefore worship is not directed to him. He said in Surah Al-Furqan, tabarakalladhi nazzal al-furqan ala abdihi. Allah said, blessed is the one who revealed the Furqan upon his abd, upon his worshipper who was in submission to him. And Allah said in Surah Al-Isra, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Glory be to the one who took his abd to the night journey. And Allah said in Surah Al-Jin, regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wa annahu lamma qama abdullahi yad'uhu. And when Abdullah, the worship of Allah, the one who is in submission to Allah, when he stood up and he invoked and supplicated to Allah. And Allah said in Surah Az-Zumar, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Is Allah not sufficient, meaning as a protector for his abd, for his worshipper and the one who showed submission to him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this statement, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, there is a refutation against those people who go to two extremes. The extreme of al-ghulu, the extreme of exaggeration, and also the extreme of al-jafa, those who disregard and belittle the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it is from the kuffar or from amongst the Muslims. So if you look at the Jews and the Christians, you find the Jews, they disregarded and they belittled the status of ar-risala. So they would disbelieve in him and they would fight against him and against the other prophets and the messengers. And you find the Christians, ghalaw, they went overboard, they exaggerated when it came to the status of the prophets and the messengers, and so they gave them aspects of divinity. And so ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdullahi wa rasuluh, it refutes both of them. That he is Abdullah, so do not have al-ghulu, and he is Rasulullah, so do not have jafa. He is Abdullah, so do not exaggerate in his status, and he is Rasulullah, so do not belittle and disregard his status. And also, from those from amongst the Muslims who have ignorance amongst them, those who either exaggerate in his praise and they begin to direct acts of worship against them, we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abdullah. He is the worship of Allah, he is not to be worshipped. And then on the other side, those people who went to the extreme of disregarding him and not following his sunnah and innovating, we say that he is Rasulullah, he is the one who is sent by Allah, and you have to follow his sunnah. And we suffice with this. بتوفيق الله عز وجل. And in the next lesson بإذن الله, we will go through the 8 conditions of لا إله إلا الله, شروط لا إله إلا الله. والله أعلم, صلى الله على نبينا وسلم.